Well, it's Jane Maytucker, and I'm very fortunate to be here with Si McKeon. And today we are talking about straddle, the balancing of those tensions between structure and spontaneity. But before we delve into this, I'm going to ask Simon to introduce himself with whatever hats he might be wearing in his role today.
Thanks, Jane. Look, we do typically wear, at any one point in time, quite a few hats, and I've been a long-term Macquarie Group employee, but I went part-time really many years ago and ended up perhaps spending around about a third of my time in the pure corporate sector, a third of my time in the non-for-profit sector, and a third of my time actually doing work related to government. And it's a constant revolving door, and I say goodbye to certain things and then other things come in generally fairly quickly. So that's my world.
Wonderful, because what you're outlining there for us as a leader is that you have experience in all three of the sectors, from government to the commercial to the not-for-profit.
So that happens great to interface. Be the case, yep. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things as well that you haven't snuck into that is your Australian of the Year as well, which is something to be very proud of.
A very humbling experience a few years ago.
Yeah. Excellent. Mm. Well, look, thinking about that word straddle and that tension that exists between structure and spontaneity, asking you to consider and think about some of your leadership experiences of straddle, what is a particular issue that you'd like to delve a bit deeper into in this discussion?
Well, I guess one of the finite things in this world is time. You know, we all have the same amount of it, I'm told. And, you know, for me in particular, with, you know, firstly, no shortage of things to do, and like anyone wanting to do things well, you know, it's pretty basic. I mean, many of us have the same issue when we're 16, but just the managing of time, prioritizing what I ought to be doing, what I really cannot do, is something that just goes on and on with me.
Okay, so let's start with that very first question around your issue, which is time management as a leader. What goes well?
For me, I think what goes well is that I think I'm reasonably well organised. You know, it's not as if I end up in a muddle and, gosh, I wasn't prepared for that meeting or whatever. So the preparation side, knowing what has to happen, where I have to be, how well prepared I have to be, etc., that I all feel pretty comfortable with.
Okay, so there's always a wonderful word, but, and when we're often talking about this straddle tension of the structure and spontaneity, what is the but here? What's
the
not
but for
going
me,
well?
The but for me is just making the big decisions as to, you know, really what I ought to do and what I ought not to do, either because I really don't have enough time, or I'm not the right person, I'm not properly skilled. The ego might want to do it, but deep down, I really shouldn't do it because there are better people or whatever. And that's what I find, frankly, a bit more problematic.
So I'm going to unpick that a little bit further. Is there something around the structure? Let's take that ego for a point of view. Does that have an interface with the structure more than spontaneity, or is there anything further in that?
I'm not sure. It's just that, you know, ego does get in the way sometimes. You know, one allows ego to think, gosh, well, that's going to put me in a better light. You know, I might receive more favourable treatment, you know, if I do this or that. And at the end of the day, it's a matter of thinking, but is that the right motivation for making these sorts of decisions? And look, we all have egos, skyhawks. Once wrote a song, ego isn't a dirty word.
And some people have to probably be a certain era to know that. You and I do, but for those that don't, a great Australian band.
That's right. But at the end of the day, nevertheless, you know, having the right motivation, the right balance of, you know, self-worth versus worth to others, worth to the community, you know, they're the big issues that dictate how one spends or how I spend my time.
I think that's a wonderful example of structure and spontaneity. Mm. I think you've just provided something really useful there. Now, this tension exists. Mm. So what could you do differently?
I think I'm a classic for being a bit greedy. Namely, I want to do more than is practically possible a lot of the time. And sometimes in the spontaneous moment, you know, I just make the mistake of saying yes to one or two too many things. And perhaps, and you know, sometimes I'm in the middle of one of those days where I say, why did I put my hand up for this? And it really gets back to, you know, having a bit more forethought as to what really I'm best to do. And the most important question I've ended up asking myself is, well, I'm humbled with this approach. In fact, you've stroked me, I feel good. But actually, should I think about responding along the lines of, no, but here's someone else who I think you should approach? That's often a challenge for me. I want to do it, you know, I want to put my hand up and say, thank you for approaching me, I will do that. Whereas actually, I suspect that many times I make the wrong, or I respond wrongly and should say, what about someone else?
So without putting words into your mouth, is it possible that part of that differently is being clearer on the outcome of what's being asked rather than your self-involvement?
Well, I think, you know, I fall into the trap sometimes of self-importance. You know, I think, gosh, they've come to me, so I'm the only person that can really do this. Whereas in truth, and actually I'm getting better at it because as you get really old, you see...
Older, by the way. Not really old.
You see, you know, just fabulous people coming on behind you, and I'm slowly getting into this stage of life where I'm getting a tiny bit better at feeling relaxed that there are other people, in fact, better people that can do what you've been approached. A more important part of my job is not trying to get the diary out and squeezing something else into it, but intelligently saying, well, thanks, I'm delighted that you've approached me, but actually I think you ought to think about blogs or Frida or someone else, because for a whole bunch of reasons, they're actually going to do a better job.
Look, you're always moving into the final question, which is, what do you celebrate about this?
Well, yeah, no, well done. I do celebrate joining dots. What does that mean? I do celebrate involving other people. I actually spend a lot of time now thinking, how do I connect one silo of human activity, it might say be in the not-for-profit sector, with another silo of human activity in the corporate world. But of course, that's really just a mask for connecting people, of course, people with different skills and different views and backgrounds and what have you. And why do I celebrate that? Because, you know, so many of life's most important things do require just really good collaboration. But collaboration between different groups, different people and all that sort of stuff. Sometimes I'm asked to do something, and if actually I've got the courage to say to myself, firstly, I'm not the best person, or I may not have the time or whatever, and then I think about something, someone else who can do it. What really motivates me is not just to think of one person, but indeed a number. So they come, I get approached with one problem, I end up responding by saying, well, I don't think I'm necessarily the right person, but here's a group from different places that collectively are going to provide a much, much better response to the simple question you've asked me. That's what I celebrate.
Well, look, I think that's an awesome point to summarise on as well, because in considering this whole issue around time and putting the straddle tension to it, what you've identified is that by finding that balance between the two, structure and spontaneity, thinking of the way you could help in a different way, you're actually stepping into a bigger space and actually achieving an even bigger goal. So it takes you into another paradigm, which maybe you wouldn't have got to had you not stepped into that space.
Absolutely.
So I'm very humbled by what you've just said, being some great contribution. And I know you're a busy man and you use your time well. So thank you very much.
Thank you.